Welcome. Today I will be interviewing Dara Gillis. He successfully completed a Bachelor of Arts at the University College Dublin. This is where he majored in geography and archaeology. Dara also completed a master's degree in geopolitics and the global economy. He received first-class honors in his master's degree. Dara's interest lies in the geopolitical side, particularly in international foreign policy of superpowers toward weaker nations who have advantageous resources for power nations, such as oil and gas. Dara is the marketing, communication, and administration intern here at the NATO Association of Canada. As the new marketing, communication, and administration intern, what are some of your plans for the NATO Association of Canada?
I hope to express my views on certain international issues in the world through writing, reporting, and yeah, that's my main goal. And obviously to learn more about, like, through different roundtables and meeting different consul generals, whoever it may be, just learn more and get a better understanding of the world we live in, really.
Certainly, and here at the NATO Association of Canada, we have a lot of events, roundtables, conferences, and certain opportunities for people to be involved in. We provide a membership, and that provides people with an opportunity to engage in a lot of these roundtables, discussions, and conferences. So I certainly recommend for all of the listeners today to look into our membership,
yes,
and
definitely.
That's something you can do by going on the NATO Association of Canada's website. We'll talk more about the membership later on in this interview. In addition, Dara, you also successfully completed a BA in geography and archaeology, along with a master's in geopolitics and the global economy. Please discuss how your degrees have helped shape your understanding of global affairs along with international relations.
Throughout my degree, and particularly my MA degree, I realized the world was a more diverse, complicated place than what I thought it was. Media can play a pivotal role in your understanding of international relations, politics. Sometimes the reality is shaded, biased, one-sided. So you really have to, like, seek and research the right answers to get a proper understanding of the world we really live in.
I think the world that we live in is so complex. It's full of complexities. And I oftentimes advise those who are studying international relations and affairs to not only study the field, but to be engaged in it. And that oftentimes requires students to take part in various opportunities, such as internships. Here at the NATO Association of Canada, we provide a lot of internships, and there are different programs that offer these four-month placements. So I oftentimes advise students to go on our website, look at all of the programs under the NATO Association of Canada's tab on the very top. And we have programs such as Global Horizons, the program that I'm the program editor of. We have Women in Security, Canadian Armed Forces. Those are just a few of the many programs we have to offer. So I think the best thing for students to do is to engage.
Exactly, engage. It's the most important thing, because that's how you really get a deeper understanding of what exactly it is you want to, like, deepen your research in, or what you want to understand more, really.
And on top of that, also attending conferences, events, and roundtables is a great way to obtain exposure in terms of obtaining a better understanding as to the current issues that are happening around the world. Here we promote a dialogue where the community can be engaged in current affairs. So again, I advise students to look into the various associations and organizations that are out there. Being a student is one thing, but becoming a member of an association or an organization is a great way to get your foot in the door.
Exactly.
In terms of obtaining a better understanding as to what's happening, and also networking. Networking is fundamental.
Yeah.
You know, as you mentioned, like, a lot of these events are a great way to meet diplomats. Certain students who study international affairs and relations consider the possibility of pursuing diplomacy. So the best way to do that is to network with consul generals, people who are involved in the diplomatic world.
Yeah.
And then also obtaining mentorship from these individuals is a great way to not only understand the requirements of the job, but potentially securing a placement is a great way for students considering a career in diplomacy to not only look at the current issues that are happening, but to gain that experience.
Yeah, an internship is definitely more, whether it's with NATO, Association of Canada, Amnesty, whatever it may be, is a more hands-on approach. And it's totally different from, you know, studying, reading, just researching. It's, you meet different people. It's very important for the next step in your career, really, to take that step.
Definitely. And I can say, in terms of my background, I completed my bachelor's in legal studies. And then after that, I completed my master's in public service. After completing my master's in public service at the University of Waterloo, I decided to pursue a degree in law. And I looked at the various schools out there, and I decided that the University of London's international program, their accelerated LLB program, was the best fit for me. An area of law that I'm passionate about is international law and human rights. So I looked at various organizations and associations in Toronto, and I came across the NATO Association of Canada. I applied for this internship, and I was successful in obtaining the internship. And as the program editor of Global Horizons, I have to say that I've been provided with a lot of chances to meet successful diplomats and people who are influential government officials and scholars, along with influential members of the international community. So looking at building your resume is fundamental, but also, you know, studying the area that you're passionate about is also important. With that in mind, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to the students interested in pursuing a degree that you completed, a degree in geopolitics and the global economy, because that's very specific?
Yeah, my advice would be going with an open mind. Don't have a narrow view of the world. Find an area that really you're attracted to and dedicate yourself to it, because that's what I did at the start of the year. I had to pick a certain area to do my dissertation on, and that was US and Chinese involvement in Africa in relation to procurement of oil and gas and the different complexities that come with it. So really finding the area that really, you know, inspires you or you feel that really interests you is very important.
And tell us more about your dissertation in terms of some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects involved while completing your dissertation.
The most challenging aspects were there's a lot of research that goes into it. So you really have to get, you can't get a one-sided view. You have to get the whole view, and that can take a lot of research. So incorporating all the right opinions and answers into your thesis, that's the most important part, and it can be quite stressful at times. But the most rewarding part is actually publishing it and seeing the reaping the rewards with, you know, when you get a good grade, when you actually see the people are responding to what you wrote and they agree with what you wrote. So that was the most rewarding part, definitely.
Another point I wanted to make is that for those who are interested in publishing, obtaining a master's is highly valuable, because while completing a graduate degree, you are responsible for conducting research. You complete coursework, but it's more specific. I know with my master's in public service, the focus was on the government. I took courses in project management, courses in accounting, along with team building courses.
Yeah.
So it was crucial to me to complete a degree where I would have a chance to collaborate closely with my colleagues.
Exactly, yeah.
While completing my bachelor's in legal studies, I took a lot of courses in psychology, sociology, obviously legal studies, and in various different disciplines. So for those who are perhaps interested in looking into completing a degree that's more specific, and focuses on a certain area, then completing a master's is the way to go.
Yeah, it's very important. You get to choose really what your independent research is on, and you're guided by your professors as to what exactly that might be. So whether in your BA, it's normally, you know, you have to do, as you said, certain courses that may not, you know, really relate to what you're interested in. But in your master's, you really have that choice to really expand your interests. And that's really important.
And oftentimes students, when they complete their undergraduate degree, they're not certain as to whether they want to pursue a graduate degree. So I oftentimes advise students to look at all of the options that are out there. Speak to academics, speak to the professors that are currently teaching. Let's say if you're interested in pursuing a master's degree in global affairs and you're considering applying, then go to the department, speak with the dean, speak with a few of the professors in order to obtain a better understanding of what are some of the requirements of the master's degree. And then it's also useful to speak to students who've successfully completed the degree and even students who are in the process of completing degree. Because oftentimes these students who have already gone through the process or are going through the process will be able to advise you of the demands.
Okay.
Obviously, completing a degree, a master's degree, is very demanding. It requires a lot of commitment and you have to be focused.
Yeah, you need 100% dedication to do a master's. For my bachelor's degree, I was able to hold on to a part-time job, but for your master's and for my master's, I had to just fully concentrate on my degree and my dissertation, which takes every day of the week, all of your time, so it's important.
It does, and it requires, as I mentioned, collaboration oftentimes with your professors.
Exactly.
You have to do a lot of, it's research intensive, so you have to be prepared for that.
The professors, there's always certain professors who you have more in common with and who have similar interests to you, so really like latching yourself onto them and getting, you know, more feedback from them about what you're thinking of doing for your dissertation or what he thinks you should do. That's also very important. Developing a relationship with the professors like who you work with is the most important. Like that helps.
Definitely. Dara, in addition, with your expertise and your experience, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to the students interested in perhaps pursuing a career in international relations and affairs?
Definitely apply to different NGOs such as NATO Association of Canada, government, or even like government positions, internships, if they're available. They will help you develop who you are and what you seek to understand. So they're the best way to go about it after, if you've completed your graduate degree, that's the best approach after.
Definitely. And I oftentimes advise people to not be afraid to pick up the phone and call the association, the organization.
Show them that you're passionate really about.
Yeah, show them that you're passionate. A resume is one thing. Having a solid resume is great. But the person who's considering you for an internship wants to see that you're dedicated and that you have that drive. Because it's one thing to have all of these degrees, but it's another thing to, you know, show that you're committed and taking that initiative to, you know, pick up the phone, make a call, send an email, make it known that you're interested, shows that you want to be a part of the association.
Yeah, if they see you have a passion, that's very important. They'll see that, you know, there's no risk in taking you on board.
Certainly. And we have our corporate development officer here, Robert Baines, and the president of the NATO Association of Canada, Julie Lindhout, who I have to say I've had the great privilege of working for over the past, I want to say now we're going into March. I started in September, so this is my 7th month.
Yeah.
And we're coming to an end. You know, I completed my first 4 months, September to December. Then my second, I decided that I wanted to stay on for another 4 months from January to beginning of May, end of April. And I've decided that I want to stay for another 4 months. So I'll be here throughout the summer term. And I have to say that as the program editor of Global Horizons, they've provided an immense amount of mentorship. And it makes a difference when you have people that you're working for that you can collaborate with.
Exactly.
And the beauty behind this place is you can go to Julie or Robert, you can ask them for advice, and they're always extremely helpful. And on top of that, whenever you have an idea, whenever you want to, let's say, put on a conference, a roundtable, or an event, they will listen to your idea. They will give you valuable feedback. And then they will connect you with the people that you need in order to ensure that the event is successful. But on top of that, it's also you taking the initiative to make those own networks or establish those networks.
Yeah, they give you the platform and they give you the leverage to do what you want within the company, which is great, because some NGOs may not, they may designate your position to one thing that maybe you're not, you know, tremendously interested in, but like here you have the option to do as many things as you want really and meet as many people as you want. And as you said, you've got like many different roles within the company. So
I do. And we have a great team of program editors. Every 4 months there are new editors that come in, fresh talent, and everyone has that passion, that drive, that determination. And it's just, it's a pleasure to work here because everyone takes their program very seriously and everyone has their own vision, their own plans for their program. So I have to say that I'm excited to see, you know, I'm always excited to read the publications that get released every week. And at the same time, it's a great environment for collaboration.
And you get people from different walks of life, from different parts of the world, which is always like, again, bringing in different opinions, different approaches, different debates even we have in work about certain issues, you know. So that in itself is a great asset as well.
Definitely.